Timmy thought a lot about his parents telling him there is a way out of here. They had all searched, even trying to break the globe to get out into the sparse landscape outside. He never saw anybody in the other snow globes. They were a ways off, but he should be able to see children playing in their yards. Just not close enough to make out the details. Some of the globes still lit up at night. Some used to light up and now are always dark. Timmy thought maybe the lights fail in time, like his fireplace heater failed and the TV and the radio failed. His sister and brother had some records. They played loud in the room sometimes. He loved it when they cranked the vinyl up so loud he could plainly hear it in the living room. They only had about 14 record albums between them, and the best ones are getting worn out. Always in the back of Timmy's mind was how to get out of this place, this globe. The only way he could see would be under it. A secret passage under the house or under the circle yard. He listened as he walked about every inch of the house, listening for a hollow sound. Some aspect of the sound that would be different. Nothing seemed different, and his stomps covered every inch of the place excepting his brothers and sisters' rooms and the maintenance closet. Even then, he'd come into his brothers and sisters' room often as possible and try to step all over listening for that hollow spot. There could be one hidden under their beds, or there could be a pop-up or slide back door. He minded his time, bided it, exploring when he could. In the meantime, he was outside a lot. It was cold, the bleakest part of the year. But he kept shoveling back the snow section by section and making snowmen to cover what he's up to. Marking off the stomp checks on a map he made. This is how he found his stuffed Snoopy Dog doll that his brother took away from him last year, saying he was too old for it. He said he'd burn it in the stove. Timmy had thought it destroyed, but instead his brother had just hidden it here in the snow. He took his beloved toy home with him to his room. He concealed it in his coat. That night he slept with his beloved Snoopy, and he had happy dreams. He kept Snoopy hidden like a pagan secret concealed idol in the time of an Inquisition. There was a crawl space under the house, and Timmy explored there, knocking on walls, and still no secret passageways found. The breakthrough came the day when, while eating lunch, his brother told Timmy, since he didn't participate in anything, he would have to sweep and mop the floors of the place today, all of them. It took hours. And it revealed a secret passage. He had not thought to check the cleaning supplies closet. It was too small of a space to fit into with all the supplies stacked inside of it, but There is also a hollow sound of an open space under here. Timmy found a catch that opened up a small crawl space. He was overjoyed. This has to be what he was looking for. If nothing else, a safe place to hide his Snoopy stuffed toy. He worked all day cleaning the entire floor space of the house. He would clear off space and then go down under the house for short explorations. What he learned is the space beneath the house is basically four large rooms taking up the space of the floor level, six rooms. He could go down there. And his brother is playing guitar, reading the good book aloud to himself in his bedroom. And it was like amplified. It wasn't just he could hear very well. Kevin liked the stern parts about how it's God's calling for a strong rule over the weak, to make them bend to discipline. He had heard all these sadistic verses over and over again, and to be sure he will hear them again soon. Sounds from above are plainly heard, even amplified by the space below. And the space below goes on. Doors leading under the yard, branching off into four tunnels. Timmy was a careful kid, and he did not explore any further that day. That night, he dreamt. He took one of the tunnels, all dark and scary, until it opened up on the other side of one of those hills in the horizon. Snow up to his ankle. Endless free space to roam in. A golden dream. Timmy was up very late that night. He would feign sleep. His bully brother at random times would open his bedroom door as fast as he could and rush in. Triumphant look on his face, knowing he would catch his little brother misbehaving. He seldom caught his little brother at anything bad, though. Timmy normally was reading a comic book or doodling in one of his image-cramped notebooks. Once he caught Timmy sleeping and having an erotic dream. Timmy had lots of sexy dreams about hugging full-grown women and pressing his crotch against them. In this dream, he was hugging and humping the pillow. His holy brother burst in with that hunting dog sharp face to catch Timmy doing something bad. The reward for Kevin was sweet, sweet punishment. He would like to punish this little worthless kid all the time. But the good book says you must find a reason first. Timmy dishonestly tried to act innocent. He was not hugging the pillow. Kevin pushed him off the bed roughly and humped Timmy's pillow. That was his favorite pillow, but it was soiled now. He used a lumpy one with the uncomfy buttons on it. Why would anyone make a pillow to lay your head down on with these buttons that bite into your flesh? All because it makes the pillow look better. These tunnels. Timmy was under the yard and beyond. Walking in a space his older siblings would have to duck their heads in, but all along the walls are the prints of kids' hands, dipped in different colors of paint. as if kids have been coming back and forth from these tunnels for decades, or longer. They were also strung all out with crest foam lights that he assumed once lit up. Another day of exploring the tunnels a little. His greatest fear was getting caught and forbidden to explore any further. His brother was too fat to navigate these tunnels, and it would be slow and awkward for his sister. Today he really noticed for the first time that it was warmer down here. The place sometimes vibrates, like from electrical or motor activity. Today he found a candy bar. It was named a Zest Way. He ate it with slow relish. In the tunnel, white chocolate layered with caramel and apple nougat, a soft chocolate rush in the center. The outside of the bar sprayed with a honey mist and excessive stickiness calmed by a swirl of cotton candy. Today, Timmy fucked up. But not by revealing the tunnel. He slept with his beloved Snoopy doll. And that morning, when his brother did his burst in, he saw Snoopy in his brother's arms. Righteous rage filled Kevin, and his punishment eyes began to glisten. This is gonna be rich. I told you, you're too old for baby toys. Now I shall destroy this trash once and for all. This is the first time Timmy ever fought his brother. Snoopy, to Timmy, was a symbol of love and acceptance. An imaginary friend that had never been mean. And now his asshole brother was gonna kill him. Timmy leaped off the bed onto his brother's back, slugging him in the ears over and over again. Kevin dropped the toy and pulled his little brother off him, slamming him to the ground so hard it knocked the wind out of him. Timmy gasped for breath, his nose starting to trickle blood from the impact with the floor. As soon as he was able, Timmy was up and running. He found his brother with a pair of scissors gutting the stuffing out of Snoopy through a hole ripped in his belly. You fucking bastard! Timmy howled a great forbidden word and ran. His brother grinned with sadistic joy as he continued to systematically destroy the toy. Timmy ran into his brother's room straight to his good book. He opened it up and began randomly ripping pages out. He scattered the pages all over his brother's room. Fuck you, choke on that. His brother spent some time detailing their rendering down of the toy. It was now puffs of white fluff that he took to Timmy's bedroom to stick it in the brat's disrespectful face. No one was in the room. Kevin got suspicious and he went to his own room to find Timmy standing above the torn and shredded good book. The only copy in the house. Kevin charged his little brother and decked him with a hard right. He kicked his brother over and over again. Punched a couple teeth out. Blood streaming down his nose. Then he dragged Timmy outside. You can sleep outside in the snow tonight, you wraith, you worthless pagan brat. Don't think that's the end of it either. You're gonna burn in hell for all eternity. You'll burn in hell for all eternity. You'll burn! You'll burn! You'll burn! Kevin screamed as he shut and locked the door.